And we're back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. A new study out of the University of Michigan finding that being optimistic may reduce your chance of suffering from a stroke. To discuss the results of this research, I'm joined by Eric Kim, the study's lead author and a clinical psychology doctoral student at U of M. Welcome to the program, Eric.
Hi.
Now, initially, these kinds of conclusions may sound a bit anecdotal, but the research involved over 6,000 individuals. So how can it be that having a positive outlook can impact the potential of having a stroke?
There's actually three possible pathways, and the first is biological. Optimistic individuals have been shown to respond better to vaccinations. They have faster wound healing and lower risk of CHD. Second is behavioral. They're actually more willing to take and actually do take more vitamins, exercise more often, and eat healthier foods. And actually, the third possible pathway is social. There's been a lot of research showing that larger and higher quality social networks improves your health. And there's a little line from Oscar Wilde, and he said, "Some cause happiness wherever they go, and others whenever they go." So
now,
that might be.
I see. And now, being optimistic, does it affect only the potential of strokes, or does it have a general effect on most diseases?
There's quite a bit of literature in the last 5-10 years showing that it has a general impact to increase and enhance your health.
When we talk about being optimistic, how exactly is that kind of mental perspective quantified in your research?
There's something called the Life Orientation Test Revised, and it's the most widely used in psychological research. And we ask questions like, in uncertain times, I usually expect the best, and that respondents will respond on a 1-6 scale, saying the degree to which they endorse such items.
And with over 6,000 adults in this study, what percentage were generally optimistic?
It's actually will be a value judgment where we cut optimism, but we can say things like the top 25% optimist versus the bottom 25%.
And are there then, is there a scale and levels of optimism that you can actually, that you actually rank people at?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
And what does that scale look like?
When you reverse code and add the scale the questions together, it comes out from a scale to 3 to 18.
Now, you said there were three different parts of the effects of being optimistic on your health. One of them, you mentioned, there's an actual physical effect on its own from having a positive mental outlook. Can you explain that a little further?
Sure. There's definitely more research that needs to be done, but basically cardiovascularly, they also have slower atherosclerosis progression, and we're not sure if it's having optimism is having a direct biological impact or if it's the behaviors and social networks that are facilitating this biological enhanced health. So it'll be that would need more research. But actually, they've shown that things like depression and anxiety have a direct biological impact, so theoretically we don't see why things like optimism wouldn't have a similar impact.
I see. But ultimately, what you're saying is there's the potential of by eating well and exercising and socializing, that in itself causes optimism rather than vice versa.
Oh, I see. So some people may you're saying that some people may think that they behave in better ways, therefore they are optimistic?
Essentially, that would be the reverse argument, that being optimistic is kind of an unquantifiable thing. And ultimately, it's when you eat healthy, when you socialize, you're going to inevitably be more optimistic and healthier than someone that doesn't do these types of things.
Yes, that's true. So what we did was we tried to hold those constant at baseline. So things like how many chronic illnesses you had and your socioeconomic status, health behaviors like smoking and exercise and things like that. So optimism is actually showing an effect above and beyond those factors.
I'm talking to Eric Kim. He is the lead author of a new study that finds that being optimistic may reduce your chance of suffering from a stroke. He's a clinical psychology doctoral student at the University of Michigan. When it comes to being optimistic, now, are there factors that can be pointed to, such as having a family or having a financial security for those that are over 50, that really drive being optimistic?
I'm actually not too familiar with that aspect of the literature, so I couldn't say more on that.
Now, Another aspect of being optimistic is that it seems to be in some ways an innate thing, and it might be difficult for someone who is over 50 years old, who is not optimistic, to become so. What can those who are pessimistic do to break out of that type of thought pattern?
There's actually been randomized controlled trials done by Professor Marty Seligman and a few other researchers showing that optimism can be reliably enhanced. And although I know of what the results are, I don't know exactly what they contain, but there are emerging literature showing that it can be. And another study with twins showed that about 25% of the variance in optimism is linked to your genes, and the 75%, we're not sure if that's something that's learned over life or because of your circumstances, life circumstances.
I see. So is there real hope of someone who's generally not optimistic to be able to become so later in life?
I think so. There's few studies done, but they're showing that it can be reliably enhanced.
Now, how about medication? Was that also factored into the study as playing a role in lowering the risk of a stroke?
We at baseline, we controlled for if you took diabetes medication and also hypertension medication. So this optimism shows an effect above and beyond those factors. And also, one thing I just wanted to clarify is that this is an early preliminary study, and that's not the type where we can attribute causality yet. So it's just a relationship or a link or an association.
I see. What kind of practical applications do these conclusions or initial conclusions lead us to considering?
Well, the good thing about these type of studies is that it didn't cost our taxpayers $1 because it was using existing data sets. And it creates a lot of hypotheses. And if future replications and we do the type of studies where they can isolate causality, then I think a really interesting outcome could be if we could manipulate optimism, would people over time have reduced stroke risk and also enhanced health in several different domains?
When you talk about optimizing optimism, do you mean then setting up lifestyle patterns that produce optimism based on your findings?
This is going into an area that I'm not familiar with, so I'm just going to guess here. But yes, I think lifestyle patterns and also changing the patterns in which way you think and make attributions in daily life.
And is there further research you'll be doing on the effects of optimism on health at this point?
Yes, our future research, we're going to look at the different pathways through which optimism might have an impact on reducing stroke. So that's the research that our lab is going to do for the next few months.
And just to reiterate, so the study itself involved, it was over 6,000 adults over 50, is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Go ahead.
My question is, in terms of the sample, it's quite a large number of adults involved. Can you give me a sense of the range of optimism? Was there a general tendency for most of them to be optimistic or to be less so?
They ranged for the full gamut, so some people had the lowest scores and all the way to the top. But if there was a nice bell curve distribution, actually older adults were tending towards the right side. So one thing that could be a factor is that those that are not optimistic may have passed away for some reason, or that that association needs to be seen, why that is.
I see. And now the final thought on that is that, people who are innately ill, who may have suffered a stroke or are likely to suffer a stroke, are they not generally going to be less optimistic than those who are in good health?
One thing that we're hoping that people don't think is that if they have a stroke, that it was something that's because of their thinking style. So this is done in large populations, and there are so many multidimensional factors that contribute to stroke that it could be a lot of factors. But if we look at a large, huge sample, then we find that, in general, optimism is associated with reduced risk of stroke.
Eric Kim, he's a clinical psychology doctoral student at the University of Michigan and the lead author of a new study that explores the effect of optimism on stroke. Thank you for joining me, Eric.
Oh, thank you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.